I was in school and I had to take care of a pediatric patient or a patient with neuro, which neurologic issues seem to be this mystery wrapped in an enigma, tucked into a box of tsunamis, and it always seemed so intimidating. And neurologists were so intelligent, but not great communicators. So it always felt like a big mystery to me. And when I was first out of school, and I was still kind of in that student mode and feeling like everything is new, that's when I had the opportunity to jump into neurosurgical ICU. So I said, yes, please. And was half...
Even though you didn't feel like 100% ready for it, you went in and did it anyways, right?
I did. I wanted to go to that uncomfortable place. Mm-hmm. The uncomfortable place, whenever I'm in that spot personally, between I want to and need to, that place where do you want to quit or do you need to quit? That uncomfortable area is where I've done the most personal and professional growth. Mm-hmm. Additionally, because I was brand new as a nurse and brand new in an ICU, the opportunity to go somewhere else, everyone knew I was brand new and everyone knew I was ready for more information. So I had a lot more guardian angels, if you will, as colleagues, and a lot more mentors and people that were willing to watch me and make sure I didn't do anything stupid, and a lot of people I could ask stupid questions to. So it really made for a much better learning experience as opposed to going in
and someone like assuming that you have the experience and then you don't learn anything.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And plus, you know, those kind of things that we put on a shelf, whether it's as soon as I get X amount of experience or I just need to work on this kind of unit that I have no interest in whatsoever to get my experience, then I'll go to the area I want, doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't serve the patients. It doesn't serve the professional. It doesn't serve the colleagues, because you're not doing that thing you really are, you know, get out of bed for every day. Mm-hmm. And the longer you keep something on a shelf, you know, what happens to things on a shelf? They get dusty, right? Yeah. So I don't like to put those things on the shelf that scare me. I want to turn them into merit badges as quickly as I can, rip off the Band-Aid and go.
Awesome.
And if you were to hire someone to replace you, what would you look for?